Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast. Happy Tuesday, one and all. The team are here for a Sloppy Tuesday. Joe Smith, how are you?
I'm very well, actually. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Ethan James as well in the corner.
Hello, everyone. Here again.
I need to stop this here again business.
Well, what else should I say?
Happy to be here. Yeah, lovely to see you.
Great to be here, lads. Love it, yeah? Oh, I've done that again. How are we all doing?
Yeah, cheers for asking. I'm doing well.
What have you been up to? I feel like you've been out and about doing loads of stuff. We've barely seen you.
So, post-Glastonbury, I recovered a little bit. Then the election was on, so that was full on, the BBC. Oh, all the time. I had, during my show, I had the two speeches. I had Rishi Sunak's goodbye speech, can we talk about how the fact that he leaves and then Keir Starmer moves in straight away?
I know.
What do you do with your luggage? Or your property?
Someone must be handling that for him.
Let's say, for example, me and you were to switch a house like that.
Yeah.
Because if you start packing things away, you're sort of admitting that you're going to get beat, aren't you?
Yeah.
So do you just keep stuff up and then the morning you get beat, you go, oh, all right, I'm going to have to take this down. Think about all your smelly tissues I'd have to remove from like your bedside.
I know.
Do you share the same bed as each other?
Do they change the sheets?
Is it run like a hotel?
They must have maids and stuff. It must be like a hotel in there.
No, it's not. I watched a full documentary about it the other day.
Okay, perfect.
Right, talk us through it. James.
So what they have is they have a wee flat above, or they've got the choice to live at number 11, which is a big flat. And it's much against, like, it's completely different to the White House in the States where you've got butlers and maids and stuff. It's just literally a flat.
No, it's not.
It's just literally a flat.
There's not like a cleaner that... So Keir Starmer is washing and changing his own sheets.
Well, in his flat he will be, but obviously the rest of number 10, they'll have people for that. But he's got his own private flat where the family and stuff live at the very top.
Wow. So is Rishi Sunak and Keir Starmer, have they shared the same bed?
And also, yes, they must have shared the same bed.
But different sheets, but yes, same bed.
They must have, yeah. Wild. And if Sunak didn't put his Huggies pull-ups on before bed, there could be some Sunak stains on there.
Yeah. Oof.
And also, here's other things as well. So let's imagine that fridge, right?
Oof.
Some things like, let's say Sunak's got a leftover, I don't know, pavlova. Oof. That they're going to bin that, obviously. Yeah, you're not going to... Starmer's not going to be dipping his spoon into Sunak's pavlova. But some things like your fridge staples, let's say you've got some jams, maybe like an olive tapenade, maybe a gochujang paste.
Oh, yeah.
They last forever, these things.
Would you leave stuff as a gift, even? Would you leave, like, a new block of Kerrygold butter?
Something like that might be... There's probably all sort of, like, etiquette to that sort of thing. But you'd hope that they're not throwing away stuff that's fresh produce. Take Sunak's lettuce out.
Yeah.
But let's imagine on that top shelf, if there's some pickled onions... We don't need to bin them, do we? Surely we can have multi-party pickled onions. Surely the country's not in such a state that we can't even have bipartisan pickle.
Ethan, whose house would you rather take over if you won the election, mine or Joe's?
I was going to make a little joke there and say I bet Liz Truss's fridge was still full and all the stuff was still fresh from the stuff she bought in week one.
They only got to do one house to shop, didn't they?
Hey. What was your question, Joe?
Which, if you were winning the election, whose house would you rather take over, mine or Joe's?
Oh, well, I suppose there'd be a bit of a problem with McGrath's because there would obviously be, like, chicken bones under the sofa. There would obviously be a lot of, like, you know, stains, like wank stains and stuff, like everywhere, all over the shop. Joe Smith, however, I think it would probably be cleaner. It would be, you know, just smell a little bit nicer. Mm-hmm. But my God, that shower plug would be clogged, wouldn't it?
It will.
All that hair.
All right.
Yep.
So I'd probably Joe Smith, then I'd probably rather take over.
Although his shower plug would be, it'd drain like...
Oh, yes.
Wouldn't it?
I think you do count every single one that falls off your head each shower.
you glue them onto a little piece of paper, don't you?
Yeah, and I'm
gutted. Like a school project.
Every time you give your hair a wash and you see one float away, you think, oh, not today.
Well, not getting replaced.
Not today.
Also, another fact from the documentary, what they do is they cover up all the items of furniture in the removal van, and they also put an effort to hide the shapes of the objects if it has a distinct shape, because what's happened previously back in the day is that newspapers would figure out how much each item cost and would say how much the Prime Minister's family's worth. So they hide every single object so nobody knows what's in those bags.
Blimey. What, hide each object for like... So you could say how much a mirror costs, yeah, and then you figure out how, you know, much you were loaded.
Bit pricey.
I've never bought a mirror.
No, I've never bought a mirror.
Well, I wouldn't if I were you, Joe.
It's only a bearer of bad news, isn't it?
Why is he giving me shit today?
I don't know, but he's well on form.
He's doing a lot, but I'll get back.
Speaking of things that I've never bought before, can I tell you about what I did this week?
Prostitute. Yeah.
Stop saying prostitute.
You do. You say it every episode.
Dom on a Friday says our prostitute limit.
Mm, yeah.
You can't add on a Tuesday.
Oh, no. It's too early for that.
We've hit the max. I'd never bought a telly before.
Brilliant.
They'd all been hand-me-downs.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
From family members, from ex-girlfriends, not at the point of hand-me-downage, from they just came with the flat.
Mm.
One I got free from work.
Upstairs?
Yeah. But I bought a new telly for the first time ever.
Brilliant. I love it. Where from?
Amazon.
Brilliant.
It's classic.
Are you not worried about Amazon delivery man's dropping it off and like making a bit of a fool? Because they're always in such a rush.
I wasn't in. So I'll let Lizzie deal with that.
Okay.
But no, these days they're pretty safe and sound. It's not like, do you remember COVID era Amazon deliveries? It was basically people who could no longer do their normal job are now Amazon deliveries. So there's a lot of dinner ladies, a lot of, you know, ex-Premier League referees, you know, that 3 months where they were.
Yeah.
You could get, you know, a football manager. Ian Dowie might drop off some nasal strips. So that sort of thing. Whereas now it's back to your full-timers, your lifers. Your delivery big boys. So the 65 incher gets dropped off. Gone big.
That is big. No,
that's large.
How 65 inch? How many subways is that?
Six. Oh yeah. What?
Five 12 inch subs and then some.
Yes.
Five 12 inch subs.
And one 6 inch sub that someone's taking a bite out of it.
But not too big of a bite, please.
So this is a 65 inch telly. Under 500 quid, so it's obviously right. It's expensive, it's a lot of money.
Have you won the lottery recently?
Why?
Because you're splashing the cash.
On what?
On clothes. When you go...
This was 60 quid.
Yeah, no.
I've worn it every day since I bought it.
I know you have, but it's very nice.
Thanks.
But you told me, and I won't bring up the anecdote, but you spent a bit of money on other clothes recently. I was like...
And a dog.
And a dog?
I ain't even got to that yet.
Won the lottery?
No, but do you know what I've done?
Overdraft.
No, not overdraft. Me and Lizzie have set up a spending spreadsheet.
Oh, God.
Because our mortgage is very cheap, you see. Mm. It's only... we pay 300 quid each for the mortgage.
To touch that.
Which is fantastic, isn't it?
Fantastic.
So, I'm paying 300 quid a month rent. So I've got a couple hundred quid here and there. Yeah, what I'm quite good at is not spending too recklessly. I'll save and I'll splurge.
Okay, nice.
I'll save and I'll splurge.
So you're in splurge
territory
right now.
Because I'm not doing many
right
150 quid Friday nights out anymore. No. Do you know those big nights out that people are... I don't really do that. So I'm stocking that up and the telly was like 470 quid, good, which is a lot of money.
But when what model?
But this is the thing. It's a TCL, which is a brand no one's ever heard of.
TCL?
But I think they're the second biggest telly brand in the world.
What?
But it's one of those brands where you only have heard of it if you accidentally get one or if you do a lot of research like I did on what's the best budget TV brand.
I like it.
Because you can go for a cheap Samsung or a cheap LG, but you're getting the worst of a good brand. Whereas TCL, you get in the mid-range of a bad brand.
Guess what brand's my TV behind that we've currently had for 5 years?
It's not that one. It's not ISIS, is it?
ISIS? Like,
what?
No, I'm not going to...
Have you ever seen
terrorist TV channel?
My mate, when we were kids, he bought a big 50-inch... He didn't. His family bought a big 50-inch telly. This isn't like 2008, when a 50-inch telly is unheard of.
Yeah.
Maybe even earlier.
An ISIS?
The brand was ISIS.
You know.
Which, obviously, at the time, was fine.
Yeah.
But 5 years later...
But when he bought the Arcade upgrade, he wasn't in a good place, was he?
No.
Aldi. I got my telly from Aldi.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know they did tellies.
Yeah, it was a little deal.
That
looks good.
Sense. Yeah.
200 quid, Aldi telly. But why not?
Watching England at the Euros would be good to watch it at ISIS TV, isn't it? If you had a bit of football terrorism along the way.
Very good. People are calling Southgate a football terrorist, aren't
they? Very good. Is your TV your grandma's TV because of the hand-me-downs?
Hang on a sec. When this comes out, we'll know if England have won the Euros.
Yeah.
This is coming out on Tuesday. We're recording the day of the semi-final.
Should we do two different sort of reactions?
Yeah, okay. So let's do, we got to the final and lost.
Fuck, we need three.
Yeah, we do. Lost the semi. Lost, final and won.
What's it like losing a semi, Ethan?
Oh, it never happened to me.
No,
about the football.
It's a heartbreaker, I must say, but we probably deserved it because we've been crap.
Yeah. Okay, and Joe, what's it like getting battered by a Spaniard?
I did come close to getting beaten by a Spaniard once, but he was from Portugal in the end.
So you got battered, but he was Portuguese?
Yeah, he's gutting, and I can't believe the 16-year-old scored 3 against us.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's their version of Luke Littler, isn't he, in Spain? E.g. me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
And that's the last time you get involved with any Spanish 16-year-olds, and that's legally binding.
Your Honour, we've just won. Beat Spain. Not only in the Armada, but now in the Euros.
In the Armada. I mean, obviously, it's the greatest day in this nation's history since we've been born, isn't it? If we've won the Euros and this episode has come out, it is incredible.
Do you think? Yeah, really?
Do you not think?
Day. What about the opening ceremony of 2012? That was a big day.
You go on about that. Like, it was...
It was fucking world
class.
Like,
we had the national debt wiped out.
It was great.
It was fine. Also, the opening ceremony wasn't even the best thing about the Olympics.
Closing ceremony.
Super Saturday. Stop, what's with the ceremonies? What about the actual sport?
This is
you. You don't like the sport. You like the show. Because deep down, I know you come on Stratford Paddock. I know you do football podcasts on the BBC. You're a stage and screen boy.
I do love me stage and screen. Girls Aloud were there. Not Girls Aloud. Spice Girls were at the closing ceremony.
Yeah.
And Liam Gallagher.
You like the West End more than you like the Stretford End. Let's be honest.
No. I don't like the West End.
Miss Saigon.
I do love Miss Saigon. I could watch Miss Saigon week in, week out, and then do a podcast about each individual cast's, how good they were.
Saigon, we're all.
Do you think there's going to be an emergency bank holiday on the Monday?
There better be. If we've won it, which we have because it's my go, what a bank holiday we've just had, eh, boys?
Hey, boys.
Can you imagine it as well? Luke Shaw scores again in the final, but this time. We've won it. Put some. We're not beating Spain if we get there.
I'm so glad he gave us the Monday off as well, Drew. Thank you.
That's a sign of the contract, which is great.
We'll see about
well
that.
Done,
we'll
Ethan. Contracts. So you bought a telly.
So speaking of Super Saturdays, I bought this telly.
Yeah.
I watched Jaws on it.
Great.
Amazing. 4K and the rest. But it's in the basement, so it basically takes up one full wall of the basement.
Jesus, big guy, isn't it, big boy?
Me and Lizzie have been sitting down there watching films. We've watched Jaws. We've watched Inception.
Any naughty videos on it yet?
Not as of yet.
Not as of yet. Basement.
We watched...
What happened to the living room? I know, you're a dirty bastard. Oh, you're tired, are you? Getting early night? Yeah, you got work tomorrow, aren't you? Boom, shoes are soon up. Boom, Brazzers.
Full Metal Jacket.
Full what?
We watched on there as well.
That's a great film, isn't it? Full Metal Jacket.
But it's a bit much, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, well, you know what you sign up for, aren't you? You're not going to get a rom-com.
Unlike those guys. Bloody
Vietnam War. Shame, isn't it?
Full Metal Jacket as a film, I've not watched it. I don't know anything about it. Is it supposed to be the film's storyline or sort of lack of any real obvious mission direction?
Is that meant to
reflect the lack of direction in the Vietnam War generally? Because like the storyline is a lad... I mean, obviously, you've got the whole like training sequence where, spoiler alert, one of the main characters kills himself and the colonel. You've then got, they go to Vietnam and is a journalist and his mission is find stuff out a little bit. Mm. There's no obvious, like, Apocalypse Now, go and retrieve Colonel Kurtz one way or another. We have a mission.
Good film.
There isn't really any mission on... Is that meant to reflect the lack of focus of the Vietnam War generally?
Probably, Joe.
I don't get it. I watched it last night. I thought, I don't know if I've just watched a shit film or if it's really deep.
I think it's a good film, but it's not got too much plot.
It hasn't.
We break in this wonderful Sloppy Joe's podcast to tell you about Wingfest Manchester. Oh, bloody hell, it's back. So not only have they got the amazing ones in London and Bristol, but they've been waiting to announce that Manchester 2024 is happening. The precise dates are Friday night, belting, Saturday, and Sunday on the 20th, 21st and 22nd of September. The best chicken wings in the world. Music, booze, loads of fun. Victoria Baths is the location. It's absolutely stunning and you can get your tickets now. I'm going to be there every single day of the week. We're in talks with the Sloppers to try and get them on the DJ decks again. Wonderful. So get your tickets for Wingfest Manchester again Friday, Saturday, Sunday on in September. Go into the link below, click the tickets, get them. See you there.
Anyway, so big Saturday, get the telly, great. Me and Lizzie also go to Preston.
Oh, beg your pardon, what were you doing there?
We go to Preston to look at Border Terrier Pups.
Nice.
We're getting a dog, Joe.
Yeah.
We're getting a dog. We've talked about it on Friday. We're getting a dog, Border Terrier, picking it up while I'm in America for the pre-season tour. Okay. So Liz is going to have a few days of free bonding without me.
So why? What the turns about the journey of the Border Terrier?
Like, what if she turns it against me, though?
It'll be sound. You'll love it when you get back. Mm. Where did the Border Terrier come from?
It really is as simple as Lizzie had one growing up and she wants to replicate her childhood and, you know, find joy in that.
Well, that's quite lovely.
It's quite lovely, isn't it? I don't mind Border Terriers. Yeah. They're a bit... You touch them and it feels like they're made of straw and they're not hugely soft. Mm. But I think compared to some other terriers, they're a bit more loving.
Give them some sardines, apparently, that helps. And we give Buck a raw egg a week.
Do you?
Ooh, helps with the coating.
Does it? Buck's got a very shiny coat.
Very shiny coat. One raw egg a week. And someone in the pub told me sardines for their dog. Because they had a dog called Ringo. He was a greyhound who I met on Friday. And he had the softest hair I've ever felt in my life.
And he's having sardines all the time.
Once a week. The oils and the natural oils. Are you excited to be a dog dad?
I think so. How hard is it?
Puppies are interesting. They're good. They shit everywhere. Piss everywhere. Got to train them.
Yeah, we're going to try and be quite big into the training.
Yeah. You've got to crate train them as well.
We're going to do a crate. I think it's good for them anyway, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I think they feel safe in the crate.
And you've got a girl as well, so it's not as aggy.
No.
But boys with testicles can cause chaos.
That's true.
Dog boys, obviously.
And male and boys.
And them.
So what? So talk to me, what's the sort of the upsides and the downsides of owning a dog?
They're very cute.
Yeah, that's good.
They get you out of the house a lot because you obviously want to make sure... Like, I would have left the house 3 times a day if I didn't have Buck. No. So you're more active in the mornings because you've got this little rascal kicking your head in saying, let's go. Also it helps because you've got someone else to worry about and not really worry about your own self. I found that in some of Vic's anxieties, mainly thinking about Buck the dog rather than, you know, your own traumas, which is good because you can just push them to one side.
I mean, I don't know if that's hugely healthy, but it is actually
it helps day to day.
That's quite good actually. Yeah, it's something else. It's like having a kid, isn't it? You sort of forget about yourself a little bit. That's probably a good thing.
If they're buzzing when you get back, it's a great feeling when you see them first. You know, they're little, they can't believe their excitement. You are their world.
Nice. That's quite nice.
Downsides, shit, vet bills are expensive.
Do you pay insurance?
Yes.
How much?
That's we pay like 12 quid a month, but if anything happens to Buck, you got to pay for it yourself because out of all the, they'll find a way to get out of it.
Really?
Let's be honest. People who work in insurance and insurance companies in general are full of shit.
Scum of the earth, aren't they?
Oh, I hate them.
It is really one of the great rackets of all time, isn't
it?
Because it literally only works on the premise that overall, everyone who's paying for insurance is paying more than the insurance companies have to pay out. And if that domino ever falls, then insurance companies don't exist. And because of that, surely we can all just agree as a society that we get rid of insurance and we just pay it ourselves, because that's what's happening anyway, really.
Vets as well, they're taking the piss recently.
Are they?
Oh, big time.
Go on.
Because there's no regulations on vets. Well, there is now. There's been an investigation by... It's not Ofcom. Is it Ofcom?
Maybe.
Because people are just complaining too much. It's getting out of hand. You'll go in, you'll see a doctor, they go, you need this. You'll walk out, 150 quid. And you'll be like, what?
But is that not covered on insurance then?
No, well, you can be, but you've got to claim them.
Then you've got to pay your excess.
Your excess, and then our excess is 100. So then what we're claiming for 50 quid, and then your claim means next year your insurance might go up. They've got you... by your dog's balls.
Oof.
Or the dog's
uterus.
But you'll have great fun. You meet lots of people out and about.
We can go for walks in the mornings.
Yes.
I'll meet. What time do you go on the park?
7:30.
Well, I'll meet you on the park at 7:30.
See you there
every morning.
They'll love it. Yeah, honestly, you'll have such a fun time.
All right, that'll be good.
Yeah,
I can't wait actually. And then England won.
No, but didn't you go out to see the Saw Doctors?
Then we went out to see the Saw Doctors.
You love the Saw Doctors, you don't.
Castlefield Bowl.
What is it about them? I don't get it.
I'd never heard of them until I met Liz's family. And I don't think I've ever heard anyone mention them in my whole life except Lizzie's family, even till now. So it's exclusively a Lizzie's family tradition.
My sister and my mum were there.
Were they?
Yeah.
What do you tell me?
I don't know.
I don't know what I would have done with that. I probably wouldn't have gone over.
But they were there, so people were there.
Why didn't you go?
I don't think they're very good. Are they good?
They're all right.
They're fun.
They're very fun. They are fun. They're good. They're fun. They're not like my favourite band, but they're very good live. They play the hits to a T.
Yeah,
and it's fun. And the audience is a good laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
The whole vibe is quite upbeat and chipper.
So that's a big Saturday for you, that.
Yeah, 8,000 people as well at Castlefield Bowl.
Good venue, Castlefield Bowl.
Very good. It's blue skies.
Ethan snuck into Bastille backstage.
Oh, yeah, maybe you can meet one of the doctors.
Are they actually doctors?
Yeah, I think legally they have to be to keep the name. So I think one of them's just doing a sort of 2-week course every 18 months just to keep his.
Are like tree surgeons if they're sore doctors?
Yeah, or sandwich doctors at Subway. No, what are they called? Sandwich artists. That's it. I don't think they legally have to have an art degree to be there, but you are technically an artist.
Well, anyone's an artist.
We're making art right now, guys.
Yeah.
I simply couldn't push it to that extent.
I went to Disneyland on Saturday.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you
went to Disneyland on Saturday. But for one day only, Disneyland was in Rotherham. Let me take you on a journey from one of a brilliant band called The Ratings, right? And you got to respect what The Ratings do. The Ratings remind you of like this sort of new wave of like creativity, a little bit like you guys at Paddock, like independent now, doing your own thing, can do your own thing, can make your own opportunities, can build into your own horizons, etc. This band have no backing of any label. They're just four lads and their brilliant manager, Rich, and they've just got lots of love. As in, like, they sell an amazing amount of records when their album comes out. They sold 20,000 tickets.
That's astonishing.
Yeah,
that's
astonishing.
More than Manchester Arena.
But they're doing it all themselves. Like, big bands will go, right, I'm going to rock up on this day and play Heaton Park, and I'll turn up, I'll play, and I'll leave. These guys were fucking building the scaffolding. One of their lines in the song is that Clifton Park, which is where they grew up around Rotherham, was like Disneyland for them growing up. So they decided to do a big show, 20,000 people, and make it like Disneyland. But they had to build like their own castles and stuff, and they were there for a full week putting the scaffolding up, putting down the amazing decorations, getting the decorations built, hiring in the cherry pickers.
Wow.
£1 million show. So much it cost.
Really?
£1 million.
How have they afforded that?
They managed to sell £1 million worth of tickets.
But they didn't have so they had the money already?
So they kind of like broke even at the start. I think they'll make money through merch and beer sales. Because so they were boozing, trust me.
That's genuinely really impressive.
There was 2,000 bins. They were needed. Yeah, this is the stuff he sat me down and went. He sat me down and went, yeah, £1 million. I went, bloody hell. I went, 2,000 bins.
So a bin for every 10 people?
Yeah, he said some bands are happy if they get 2,000 people in one of their gigs. I've got more bins in the back. All those sort of green security fences.
Yeah.
They're £50 each.
Per sort of 6 foot?
Yeah. And there was fucking loads of them. Security, and then there was all the sort of cherry pickers. You bought a cherry picker to let off fireworks. Council came around and went, that cherry picker's not tall enough to legally set off fireworks. So then to get another one, that's £20,000 on top.
Oh my
God. They were just expensive stuff. But
so they made a bit of money off it though?
Fingers crossed, what they did is then, to make the most out of the day, they put music on from 3 o'clock, they showed the footy as well at 5, and they were on all the way till 10:30, you could buy a drink too.
Wow.
So fingers crossed, six and a half hours of boozing, 20,000 people, fingers crossed, because they are incredible lads. They made up a good bit of cash.
That's genuinely quite amazing, that.
Go listen to them. And everyone's like,
what are they called again?
From Woodstock. Not Woodstock. Where are you from? Worksop. Not Woodstock.
Woodstock.
Sorry.
I wish.
Worksop, Rotherham. People are just so excited.
Woodhouse, Chapeltown.
Yeah. They're all there.
Really?
And they're called The Ratings.
Drumfield. Chesterfield.
Indie band. Talk about like life and
Stavely.
Stuff. Stavely. Yeah. Do you know, I'm feeling so weird right now, by the way.
Why?
That coffee I had before, it's doing something.
What's up with you? How are you feeling?
Crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I got into that story then. I didn't know where I was going. I still don't know what I'm talking about. I need a minute out.
Do you have a minute?
Can I do some breathing?
Yeah. Are you okay?
Just a rush of caffeine I didn't expect.
I have panic attacks when I have too much coffee. all issued by Joe Smith when he bought me them. That there, I've had all the panic attacks.
Do you like sort of just to give one just to see how he reacts?
Blaming me for stuff
like a pet.
Do you give your pets caffeine to see how they react?
Sometimes he finishes Becky's tea.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Do you, are you dropping loads of scraps for Buck?
No, but let's put it this way: sometimes we don't need to put the dishwasher on.
Oh, that's disgusting.
In fact, when you came around, Ethan, we didn't.
Oh, shut up, you did.
It adds a little bit of flavour, doesn't it?
How have you been, Ethan? How's your week? I'm all right now. That was a rush.
Ethan, how's your week been? Like,
oh, well, I've got Minisha coming up, which is nice, to visit the new home.
Oh, it's the first time I've seen the new home and the sofas and the Sky Plus and
all
that.
You're going to christen the sofa?
What does that mean?
That sofa's already been christened, hasn't it?
Grandma and granddad.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, just a bit.
Well, not on the poorly chair. You can't do anything on the poorly chair.
I bet they found a way.
No, that. Oh, I guess they could have.
So Manisha's coming up. What have you been getting up to? She's not been to Manchester for a while. I've not heard you say that for ages.
Oh, well, I performed a big ruse.
Did you?
So Manisha isn't a big fan of the football. She really doesn't like it, I don't think. So I organised a trip to Bunny Jackson's yesterday, her favourite place on planet Earth.
Wow, good lad.
And then I told the lads when they said what I was up to, so they invited themselves along.
She's loving this.
So she's loving that. And then we had a conversation with Bob, and he said, how do we get to watch the Spain France game? And I went, I don't think money should be up for that, especially if I'm going to drag her to the final on Sunday. So we were careful with our words, and we made it so that we're going for a few drinks afterwards, and the football might be on where we're going.
And you've gone to Shooter's Sports Bar.
We went to the Metropolitan and did sprint, sat outside in front of the big TV.
Oh, it's nice.
In front of the big TV, getting a suntan off this 800-inch telly that Manisha can't bear to look at.
Isn't it mad that when you think of like sports and you think of countries that are good at it, when you look at like even like rugby and you've got the big countries that are great, like New Zealand, who've got a population of 6 million, places like India, when there's like over a billion of them, you'd have thought they've got a fighting chance of being... finding 11 players.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Let's talk the two biggies.
China, India. They're never in the final together.
When's the last time they even got to a World Cup?
When's the last time India got to a World Cup, Ethan?
Oh, I don't know if they ever have.
I think they I don't know.
Mad,
but it's interesting, isn't it? And yet there'll be countries, and I talk about this all the time. Uruguay.
Yeah.
Shitting out world-class players. There's only 3.5 million of them.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Diego Godin, Atletico Madrid captain for like 5 years.
Yeah.
Suarez.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Maybe the best striker of his generation. Forlan, Cavani, Jimenez, Godin's sidekick at. You know what I mean?
Here's a couple of questions for you. Are you in the top half cleverest people in the world?
Well, average IQ is 100. So are you under that or over that? What do you think, Joe?
Is that average? That's
is that
low.
Average? Well, for everyone in the world?
Well, I think so.
Really?
But what do you think the average is? What do you think average means?
I don't know.
But also, you got to think...
Maybe I'm not in the top half.
I think you're probably in the top half.
What about top half of fitness? You definitely are.
Probably.
I think I've just made the cut.
No way.
Fuck off.
Not a chance.
You cheeky bastard. So I'm in the bottom half of fitness in the world.
And intelligence.
No, I never... Yeah, all right.
What about you, Ethan?
Shame, isn't it?
You're probably in top half.
I'm in top half.
Is he fucking top half?
I'm top half.
Are you balls?
Yeah, I think you're
I've
top
just
half.
Made the cut. I'm like 4 billion in one.
That says a lot. Only 1,000 times out.
Well, what's strongest? Could you beat 4 billion people up?
Well, yeah. I think, obviously, just physically,
no.
the height that you are, you're above average height.
Yeah, yeah.
You're a male, so that means that probably you've got slightly denser bones and stuff, a bit more muscle mass just on average. You're probably in the top half of strength. Yeah,
I could.
You're probably not.
I could take on some of the folk who are more malnourished, I think.
Yeah, that makes a good point, though, even talking about beating up malnourished. I think we're all obsessed with the top 10.
Yeah, we're obsessed with the top 10.
We're obsessed with world's strongest man, world's smartest man, you know, world's sort of longest dog.
Yeah.
All these things that everyone knows. What about the world's
weakest.
Dumbest man? Ooh. The world's weakest man.
Yeah, but they won't even know
someone,
how to get there.
Someone who you lay a teabag on his arm and his bicep snaps.
Did you hear people fake it for fame. Did you hear about the Russian team in blind football putting it on?
What do you mean?
Partially sighted football. There's a comedian called Josh Pugh who's brilliant. He's very funny. You would have definitely seen his clips. He was in a podcast once and he said that the Russians, their partially sighted team, were just fine. Just fucking rigged the fucking papers. What, so just... people would lie to be a bit more stupid.
Well, this is... It's
not
weird.
Stupid. Being partially sighted is not stupid, sorry. No, for your one, for your one.
Yeah.
For your one, partially dumbest. Sighted people, it's unfortunate. For your one...
For the world's dumbest
for the world's dumbest man, people would fake it.
Yeah, that's true. Isn't it weird that Russia, just generally, are either A, cheating way more than everyone else...
Yeah, 100%.
...or B, and I think this is more likely, are worse at hiding their cheating than everyone else.
Yeah,
Why did Russia keep getting caught?
I just think they love winning.
I know, but everyone does. Do you think the Americans aren't cheating? The Brits, the Jamaicans, they're all cheating, but they're sort of getting away with it.
Do you think what's the big scandal in like 10, 15 years that there was like... Because, you know, Lance Armstrong, he got done, didn't he, a little bit later on in time.
Yeah.
Do you think any of the other superstars are going to get, you know...
Well, isn't there that thing that the top 15 sprint times of all time... Are all Usain Bolt or something like that? Or no, of the top 20, everyone who's on that list except Usain Bolt has tested positive for performance enhancing drugs, except him. So basically, it goes him and then like the 50th fastest person ever.
But is it done now? Like, you can't do a drug test now.
Well, unless I think they freeze some of the samples, don't they? So unless they've got ways to go back and check things in 10 years' time, they can detect for stuff that they couldn't before. Or maybe he's just clean, but I think the biggest one will be sports doping, football doping.
What about the really good chess player? I think he's dodgy.
What
allegedly?
What's his name?
Maximus. Maximus.
Carl Manson, isn't that someone?
Peter Mandelson.
Carl Summon.
Carl, anyway, he's dodgy. Ethan, is that all you've been up to this week?
Magnus Carlsen. Yeah.
Watch this space, Magnus.
What do you think? What do you think he's doing?
Well, here's the thing. He believed that an opponent of his had a piece of material up his arse, telling him the direction in which to play next.
Yeah.
It's so elaborate that I think Magnus must have had that in the past as well.
Are you going for the sort of it takes one to know one
100% ideology? You can't just make that up.
That is a bizarre thing to say. Imagine like you just played chess with someone and he went based on that move I'm going to say this guy is wearing a vibrating sex toy up his arse that's telling him what to do, admit it and shit it out.
Yeah,
who would ever jump to that?
Yeah.
Why not say, I think he's got a dog behind me who's doing sign language. Like, it's so... Like you said, that's
crazy,
a good point,
isn't it? Based on that move, weird. I dare you to cough.
Yeah.
And then let's see how good you are next. Yeah.
Squat down on the floor and cough.
Awful.
Kilt, that was a bad idea that day, wasn't it?
It was.
That is a weird one, isn't it? Why would you immediately jump to vibrating
crazy,
butt plug?
Isn't it?
You wouldn't, would you?
This, I said it.
Unless you've done it before yourself.
Ethan, you got anything else to throw in the mix?
Nope. Brown, not at all.
Love that.
Right then, well, it's time for one of my favourite features. It's Ethan's film review.
Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter.
You won't believe it. It's time for my film review.
Oh, yes. It's time for that favourite bit where I tell you about films I've watched. And you'll be delighted to hear this week I haven't seen any films whatsoever.
In a space of 7 days, you've not watched a single film.
What? Sorry, let's just stop this, actually.
Yeah.
Let's just stop. Why do you think it's so common to watch a film every bloody week?
It's not, but Joe just rattled out Full Metal Jacket, Jaws, Big Mama's House 2,
Inception.
And Inception. He watched four in one day.
Yeah, but I'm busier than him.
No,
to
you're
do
not.
Do stuff
you're
like
not.
That.
You're not, Ethan. But do you have all the streaming platforms?
I fell asleep in the shower the other day in my free time.
Does that count as a film? Can you pass that as a film?
What? How do you manage that?
I decided to have a sit down because it's so big, the new shower. And I wanted to see if I could lie down from corner to corner, and I could.
Dangerous.
And then I fell asleep for 20 minutes.
Imagine that. Imagine Ethan didn't come into work for 3 days. I'm panicking because he only ever missed one day.
Would you panic? Day three.
I'd panic the first day. If he didn't tell us he was coming in, I'd be worried. I would go to his flat day two if no one had heard from him. I'd be messaging his mates. I'd be like, have you heard from Ethan? No, okay. 9 a.m. Tuesday morning, I'm banging on the door. I come in, Ethan is curled up like a newborn rat.
Oof.
Being just dead in the shower.
He's dead.
Shower just running. He's just fallen asleep and drowned to death.
Yeah.
What a way to go,
that's
that is.
So not out of a class, that. Well, that's a good way to go, isn't it?
Probably is, actually. How big is this shower? You said it was big on Friday.
It's surprising. So when you look at it, you just think, bog standard shower. Well, when you step in, it's like a TARDIS. Honestly, you think, bloody hell, you could fit three people in there and they could all stand looking at each other and you'd be all right, I think.
Would you love it?
Three people.
Yeah, you and two others just standing in there looking at each other like...
No.
Yeah,
who are you inviting?
Who is it? Yeah, so there's you. Who else is in
there? There's three in this podcast.
Well, I'd probably have to say Manisha, because...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the third?
Oh. Probably that mate she's got. What's she called? No, I'm joking.
Size-wise, maybe Rishi Sunak?
Sunak would be the same height as me, actually.
Would you say Rishi?
Yeah, Sunak would be the same height.
So
as
you,
me.
Manisha, and Rishi Sunak are all in the shower looking at each other, and that would be fine.
That'd be all right. That'd be fine, I think.
That's great. And also, obviously, Sunak is used to getting absolutely soaking wet through whilst on official business, so he'd probably be wearing his suit.
Yeah, so many jokes, so little time.
Yes.
So you've not watched a single film.
But what I have watched.
Oh, great. Well, have I got news for you again?
It was. Have I got
no,
news
it's
for
not.
It was. It was.
I'm not doing it. It's generally. It's annoying now, Ethan.
No,
have I got news for you?
They had Alex Horn presenting, who was actually really funny. I really enjoyed Alex Horn on there. I think he's quite a talented comedian, actually. And yeah, you've done a little bit of musical stuff that he likes to do now and then, so I quite enjoyed that. And, looking ahead to the election. You see that man on his kayak passing his Guinness over the top of the other side and he keeps at least three quarters of the pint in it when he goes upside down. It was a great clip.
So all you've really seen is viral clips this week, yeah.
A really good clip.
So Ethan's film review is a TikTok and Have I Got News For You, is that right?
Well, that TikTok was on Have I Got News For You.
Oh, no, so we've not even watched the fucking TikTok.
So what would you rate it out of five Flaming Hot Ethans?
Oh, I really enjoyed Alex Horner that episode. I'd give it a 4.5, that one.
Wow.
Yeah. 4.5?
Ethan's film review, ladies and gentlemen. Please
start watching Have I Got News
Please
For You.
Please watch a film soon.
Oh, well, I've got an Everyman ticket to Posh Cinema.
Oh,
so
perfect.
I think they've even seen The Quiet Place or Something About the Moon.
Something About the Moon?
It's got the word moon. Fly Me to the Moon. I heard it might be quite good.
Nice. We need to go to Fazenda still. You've got a voucher on you.
Oh, I'm going to use it with my other friend Fred I've not seen in 4 years.
Who the fuck's Fred?
Oh, Fred. Big Fred from Manchester. Used to live with him. American.
How big is he?
He's just bigger than me, I guess. So I guess everyone's big. Someone's compared to me. Yeah.
Speaking of TV shows, we're getting a lot of stick about our top three from last week.
Are we?
The fact that I put This Morning and Gogglebox in the top three.
So embarrassing.
It was quite embarrassing. I did think about that for quite a long time afterwards.
Yeah.
So I want to say sorry, but I'm going to bump. Can I bump This Morning off? I'm bumping This Morning off for Phoenix Nights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
great
nice
show.
And I'm at one now. I'm
so
at
you're
one.
Keeping Gogglebox in there?
Gogglebox is perfect. I was watching an episode of it last night with Becky. And I turned to her and went, this is perfect telly. It's just perfect telly. It keeps your attention. It's got so many different things popping up and down. Up and down. It's just great telly. She agreed.
It is good.
She agreed.
Let's get from perfect to almost perfect, the 9 out of 10 club.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely,
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 definitely.
Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
The 9 out of 10 club is where we celebrate some of the best food known to man. Is it worthy of getting in the club? We're going on a little bit of a journey of late, and I fancy this journey to carry on for a little bit. Mm. It's the unsung side dishes / starters that have been in our lives. This next one's been in my life from day dot.
Yeah.
We did Chinese seaweed last time. Mm-hmm. Joe, it's a big one today. I can smell it.
It's a big one. It's filling the airwaves, and this is very exciting because we have got the onion bhaji in. And to bring it in, we have brought, I think it's from a local vegetarian cafe It's Dom.
Is it Dom? The Vegetarian Cafe. Come take a seat, mate.
Take a seat, Dom.
Now, did we just order just a load of onion badges? How many have we got in there?
Let's have a look. Get it out of the envelope.
I like that. What a letter to get.
Yeah, let me have a look for you.
These onion... Now, what is it? Oh, my God, they smell unbelievable. Let me show them
off. Should I do a big reveal?
Okay, I got it. You can't, no, you need to lift them up a bit.
Lift them up a little bit. It's
like I'm girdling some pantyhose.
Oh, Jesus.
It's almost like an onion loaf. It's like
this looks incredible. Joe, where are these from? These look the business.
These are from a local... I think they're called Aladdin's Cafe.
Oh, Aladdin.
And this is an onion barge. Ethan, come round for these. These are bloody massive, hell. By the way.
A whole new world.
Obviously, Dom, you work at the Aladdin's Cafe.
Yep,
how do you go about making your barges?
We get some onions. And then we take a knife. And then we... cut some onions, and then we get some milk.
What?
And then we put the milk in with some flour to make a batter, I think. I'm usually in the office. And then we put the onions in the batter and then fry them, and then we put them in this individually made box.
Oh, my God, and then fried to perfection. There's so much spice. What, they
this
are
amazing.
Generally massive, these ones, aren't they?
These are some of the biggest onion barges I've ever
Drum,
seen.
Try your own produce.
That's the size of one. Course. Just go to my camera set.
Ethan's eating.
That's the size of one onion barge.
That could knock you out. Spark out. Now, onion barges. Some of my favourite flavours. Kicking them out here. Onion, spice, batter, deep fried. I mean, come on.
Wow.
And when you're getting into it with your curry. Are you all right? Yeah, you like that, yeah.
Mm.
Nice, isn't it?
I always like them, yeah.
I know, that's why you work in an onion barge factory. I think the crispier, the better. These are good. These are very good. These are good, Joe.
These are really good.
Are you enjoying yourself?
So the downfall with a barge, there's two things that can go wrong. One is too dry. And you get that quite a lot.
Not with this fucker.
You'll bite into it and it'll be almost bready and cakey and dry in the middle. This is very onion forward. The other issue that you get with an onion barge is sometimes I find we're getting sort of... It goes from being onion to kind of like... Where is the onion in all this? It almost becomes like a roll.
Yeah.
I know I said bready and cakey before, but it stops being onions put together and it becomes like some sort of loaf with onion in it. This is oniony. This is onions and batter, and it's a great ratio. This is onion barge at its best.
It really is. Ethan James, are you an onion barge fan? And what is your review of this?
No, I think onion barges are crap usually, to be honest with you.
Usually was a key word.
It was.
Really? Look,
I think the onion is a fantastic vegetable. It's very tasty. It's very complimentary. From fajitas to hot dogs, it's very versatile.
Yeah.
This bastard's very oily, isn't it? It is quite tasty, to be honest, but it just makes me want to be sick at the same time. It just feels like a load of oil and shite for not too much benefit. You know, I'd rather have a big battered fish. You know what I mean?
From a curry house?
From anywhere. Well, not anywhere.
This could be curry house or anywhere. Battered fish around.
So you're telling me you didn't enjoy that? Because I bloody did.
I think it's all right. I think it's a very good as onion barges go as this one. If you like onion barges, you'll enjoy this. But
if you enjoy onion barges, you'll have a real experience with this.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal bit of
food. Can you only imagine this with our mango chutney that goes alongside
it? Yeah, that was the thing. The only thing that's missing here is the mango chutney and the yogurt with mint.
Both. I might go for a rice and three after this. You want rice and three after this? Curry,
no.
Rice and three. Yeah, I'm going to rice and three. That onion barge. Sensational. There is no doubt in my mind when you're placing your Indian order together, the onion bhaji, different to the seaweed, it has to be part of the order.
No. Yeah. No. No. Get yourself a curry and your naan bread and a bit of rice and some poppadums. That's your meal done. You don't need this.
You're saying that while stuffing your face with him?
I'm not stuffing my face.
Yes, you are. You can hardly speak.
So for you, it's in.
9 out of 10 club worthy. The onion bargee is in there.
Grow up. It's not 9 out of 10 worthy, is it now? Grow up. There's so much better foods out there. It's all right. I can understand why you like it. I can get that, but it's not 9 out of 10, is it?
So it's all down to me?
Put a bit of pressure.
I know which way you're swinging.
Oh, onion just, bargee.
We only just met.
It's one of. Here's another thing.
Here we go. Joe's facts.
Ethan made a point there. The onion is a fantastic vegetable. Mm. It's the only vegetable used in all countries' cuisines. By the way,
that's not true.
It's the
true.
Most widely used vegetable.
Not true. It's just not true, is
okay,
it?
Okay. What other vegetables used around the world?
Potatoes.
Like an onion.
Potatoes.
No, potatoes didn't exist in a lot of the world until we went to America.
This isn't about if they existed. It's about now, isn't it?
Well, a lot of cuisines were founded before the potato came to Europe.
Potatoes. Sagaloo. Tortillas.
Oh yeah, talk to me about all those potatoes that you get in Chinese food.
Salt and pepper chips. Next. Tomatoes.
Nope.
Oh, they're a fruit.
And also, they don't. They're not used very often in Chinese food either.
Are you not eating the scraps there?
You can have them in a minute. So we've established the onion is the most widely used vegetable in the world, and yet we all love it. How many dishes is it front and centre of?
Not many.
French onion soup.
The onion fritter.
The onion fritter, which isn't even a thing.
Blooming onion.
A blooming onion.
Fried onions.
From Outback Steakhouse.
You don't just eat fried onions.
Fried onions isn't
yeah,
a
you
dish.
Do. No,
so you'd go to a, you'd go and get a bowl of fried onions?
I'd eat them out the pot when you get them in the pot.
What do you mean, out in the pot?
You can just buy them in the pot. You can
I
buy
know
them.
What you mean. I bought some in the pot.
When? Fried onions in a pot?
Yeah, well, I went to Glastonbury. I was going to make hot dogs. Forgot about hot dogs. We just ate fried onions out of the pot.
It's a rarity.
Delicious, though.
Whereas the onion bargee is one of the few meals where it's an onion dish.
Onion
and I rings? Respect the hell out of that. And
onion
I think,
rings.
Yeah, very few, though, isn't there?
Yeah, you could get quite a lot.
Well, not that many, because onions in a pot isn't a dish.
Yeah, you can't
Blooming
say
onion is only made at Outback Steakhouse in America. For onion rings, yeah, fair enough. Onion bargee is the other one. And I think for that, it deserves to go in the 9 out of 10.
Right.
I think it's in. It's
in.
Sorry, Ethan.
Eat those onion tears off your eyes.
I think that's one of the worst calls I've ever made. That's up there with the chipsticks.
No, it's not.
Can't
onion
bring
barges,
that into
are you messing
can't
about?
Bring into
onion barges are amazing. Anyway, you may not like that, but what we do like is the top three.
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top three.
Tres, dos, uno.
Tres, dos, uno.
Tres, dos, uno.
The top three.
So it's time to do... our top three chocolate bars.
Oh!
It's a big one this
best
week.
Best of the best.
I want to get all three of yours, Joe.
Right, so here off. We go. In at number two.
No? Why would you start
sorry,
at number two?
Yeah, sorry, three, yeah, sorry. I've said three in my head before I started. In at number three is the, and I hope this is allowed, and it is, because it's in a ball shape, it's the Aero Mint Balls. Is that allowed?
No.
Huh?
That's not a chocolate bar.
They do the bar.
It's not as good as the bar. What about a Terry's Chocolate Orange? Is that allowed?
If you're having the bar, yeah.
Not even the pieces?
I don't think they're a chocolate bar, are they?
Yeah, but a chocolate. Yeah, are we not doing top three chocolates? Can we do top three chocolates?
Do you want to do top three chocolates?
Please.
Okay, let's start again. Top three chocolates.
Great. I was going to put Terry's Chocolate Orange in and Aeros, but I've decided against that. I'm going to go with... in at number three.
Wait, what? Leave all of that in. We've literally just changed the fucking format so you can put Terry Chocolate Orange and Aero in. Now we've changed it and you're not even putting them in.
All right, we'll put one in. In at number three, the Star Bar. It's everything I want in a bar and more. I love it so much. In at number two, yes, I will find a spot for that delicious Terry's Chocolate Orange that I can just put a piece in my mouth and just dream. But in at number one, I'm going to go old school, just the original Dairy Milk chocolate, as basic bitch as you like it. That, for me, sums up how great chocolate can be.
You know what? I should... Normal Joe Smith would be going, come up with something, but... Dairy Milk is fantastic.
Dairy Milk is
fantastic. It's not number one for me. It's not even top three, but it's a fantastic bar.
So you're next. What are you going for?
I'll go next, and then we'll go Dom, and then we'll go Ethan. Number three for me, the Dime Bar.
Oh, nice. It's interesting.
It's a magnificent bar.
It's interesting.
It's got one of the most unique textures. Very crunchy, very crackly. And it's got one of the most unique flavours, that kind of semi-burnt caramel
kind of flavour. It lasts a while, doesn't it, as well? Because you find some in your teeth 2 days later.
Yes, you do. Especially when you don't brush or floss. Number two. Oh, no, this is where it gets tricky. Number two for me is the crunchy.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Fucking hell, that's
Ooh, the crunchy like is a beauty bar. The crunch. Again, it's another one that sticks in the teeth. It's another one that's very crunch. Unique. That Cinder Toffee Centre and the Dairy Milk Outer.
Good shout.
Yeah. And number one, the king of confectionery. There is only one. Nothing in the world beats the peanut M&M. It is.
Hold on.
Perfect.
You were slagging me off about picking Aero Mint Balls before. You were going to go pick M&M's.
Yeah, we've changed the rules.
All right.
It's confectionery.
All right.
The peanut M&M is the best thing on the market that's sweet. It's perfect. It's got the crunch of the shell. Mm. It's got the chocolatey outside. It's got that savoury fattiness of the peanut. Perfect confectionery. Cannot be beaten. Ethan James.
So in at number three, Joe, which I have written down here, is the post-restaurant meal surprise chocolate.
That is an incredible shout.
That's phenomenal.
Often after eights or eclairs.
Or sometimes just a dark chocolate rectangle of mint chocolate with no fondant filling.
Oh yeah.
And sometimes you get that crispy mint as well. That's a fantastic choice, that, Ethan.
Because it's a surprise chocolate, isn't it? You've had a bit of a meal, you can't really manage a dessert, but you just want a little bit of sweetness. Yeah.
Always in the golden foil, always with the black paper.
Oh!
Oof, great shout, Ethan. Great shout.
I might go and eat a full meal now just so I can have a chocolate at the end.
Can I just have the chocolate, please?
No.
And technically they're free, so I should be able to have as many as I want.
Full meal.
Oh, yes. And it's also good with the purse, obviously, goes... I don't want mine, do you want it? And you go, yes.
What a moment.
Oh, yes. And at that, number two, I'm playing it simple. The Dairy Milk Chocolate.
Brilliant. It's great to
see you. Same as doing it. It's the first repeat of the day as well.
It's the best plain solid milk chocolate about.
Yeah.
I just realised I got my number one wrong because I've got the order wrong now because I probably would have said dark chocolate because that's my favourite in the world.
Right.
But it's not even going to make my list. Actually, I'm going to probably have to put it on. Yeah, dark chocolate salted one, the lint one.
Nice.
But in at number 0.5, I'm probably going to have to put the Terry chocolate orange, but not the Terry chocolate orange you think. That one that you get in a box for a fiver, it's a bit crunchy.
Yeah, I like that one.
That's really good.
So Ethan's broke the rules there, but we'll allow him.
Ethan's got four there. Decent list as well. Decent list. Dom. Top three.
I've been eating a lot of chocolate bars recently.
So you are the expert.
That makes it difficult, though, because I have a varied selection. But in at number three is a new addition to my life. You know those old school Milky Way wafer rolls you used to get as a child?
Yeah.
In my corner shop, they've imported a Dubai version of them that costs £4 for those, but they're Bounty wafer rolls.
Whoa! That is left field!
And they are sensational. Must be the only one that buys them.
Yeah, they are elusive.
But they're so expensive.
Amazing.
Get them with my scratch card. Number two, Star Bar.
It's a
bar that I never picked as a child. It's one of those ones you don't go for as a child, but it's perfect.
Perfect.
It's like the Boost and it's like Snickers combined.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's great.
And you know, and I really got into Reese's Pieces the other year.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
Fantastic.
They've brought out, at my number one, the Reese's Nutrageous Bar.
Oh, it is Nutrageous as well, isn't it? It is Nutrageous.
Very good.
It's quite Star Bar-ish as well, isn't it?
It is.
It's very much of a theme. You like a peanut.
I like coconut and I like peanuts.
Brilliant. I think all good lists. And probably the least controversial list. I don't think there's been a bad bar named today.
No, there's not been a bad bar named.
I can't eat peanut M&M's a full bag because it makes me feel sick.
Well,
there's a lot of peanuts, isn't it?
Not necessarily meant to eat a full bag.
I'm stunned the Toblerone's not got a look in.
Shite. Shite, chucky.
I used to really like Toblerone, but I can't know.
Jay's favourite, the Toblerone.
I fucking love it.
It's cloying.
It's
like
very
galaxy.
Cloying. Honourable mentions as well. I love a picnic and I love a bounty. It's a shame I couldn't get either of those in. But since the dark chocolate bounty has been discontinued, that would have been the one to make my top three.
Right. Well, thank you very much. Get your top three into the comments. And thank you very much for watching. Leave us a subscribe, please. We're on the road to 10K before the end of the year. I'm going to cough. Joe, take over.
Thank you very much for watching. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Ethan.
Oh, yeah. We'll see you again. Thanks for joining us. It's been nice.
Can we not go to this and that?
No.
Why?